Funerals can be uncomfortable occasions. Many people feel awkward, not knowing what to do or to say. But as essayist Diane Roberts was reminded at the funeral of her cousin, mourners in the rural South sometimes don't tiptoe around mortality.
The friends discuss her hairdo, her outfit, last year's Easter dress, her makeup. "They fixed her up real nice," says one. "She looks just like herself," says the other. My cousin lies in a pearl-gray coffin decorated with tiny roses. Her husband and daughter, her nieces, her extended kin, the Lions Club Ladies Auxiliary, and farmers from across 5 South Georgia and North Florida counties stand around the sanctuary of the First Methodist Church, chatting, almost as if it's a party. These days, most of us cede the rituals of death to the beige, hushed, one-stop shop of the funeral home with its thick carpets and morbid muzak. We fidget in our pantyhose and heels, our coats and ties, wishing it would end, wondering if anyone will notice if we leave before the cremation or the interment. In the country now, people don't just ship their dead off to the mortician. Once the person is dressed, ready, and in the casket, everybody kind of hangs out with her. People don't want the funeral to go too fast. You've got to listen to the preacher. You've got to get raised up. You've got to sing some hymns, Blessed Assurance, and Amazing Grace. You've got to eat. In the fellowship hall, the women of the church have laid out dinner. Ham, potato salad, beans, greens, field corn, pear halves with cottage cheese and a maraschino cherry on top, deviled eggs with an olive on top. There are 3 kinds of macaroni and cheese, 3 kinds of banana pudding, marshmallow salad, coconut cake, chocolate pie, peach pie, blackberry pie, pecan pie. There's iced tea, and, because this is the New South, there's even some unsweetened. But dinner comes later. First, we take my cousin to the little graveyard in the woods, past the pecan groves and the old fallen-down tobacco barns. The grave is a hole in the carnelian red clay, undisguised by astroturf and drapery. They put my cousin down there, as the preacher talks of the peace that passeth all understanding. The pallbearers arrange the chrysanthemum crosses and gladiolus sprays, the lily baskets and wreaths of carnations. But the finest flowers are the ones growing on old graves reaching back to times before the Civil War, the azaleas in pink spring explosion, and the dogwood blossom as white as an angel's suit.
Weekend Edition essayist Diane Roberts